Well, the wife of a resident in South Australia's now closed Oakden aged care home says she couldn't believe that nobody else had picked up on the substandard conditions. Barb Spriggs has become the first witness to give evidence at the Aged Care Royal Commission in Adelaide. She told the commission she hopes the inquiry will help spare other residents and their family members from suffering. She told the hearing the conditions her late husband Bob faced were straight from the 19th century.
He was lying on a bed with just a sheet underneath him. There was no seat on the toilet in his bathroom. There were only paper towels in the bathroom. He was there on his own. It was like a prison.
We will go to the Royal Commission in just a minute. Vel is in Maryborough. Hello, Vel.
Hello, Nicole.
What was your experience?
Well, my experience was that I had difficulty keeping my mother out of a nursing home.
What do you mean?
Well, she broke her leg quite badly and was in hospital and had it repaired and subsequently was in a rehabilitation unit in a hospital. And they decided that they needed an aged care assessment for her, saying that she had dementia and that she wouldn't be able to come home, that she needed to be in an aged care centre. And so we had one of these family meetings, they call it, with a lot of healthcare professionals. And they talked to Mum for a while, sent her out of the room, and then proceeded to tell me that she needed to be in an aged care centre and that she couldn't come home.
What did you think about that?
Well, I was a bit perplexed because Mum was living independently with some help but before she broke a leg, and so I couldn't see the problem if they fixed the leg. Therefore, she should be able to come home again.
So was your concern then that you were being subjected to effectively high-pressure selling tactics to put your mum into a facility?
Yeah, absolutely, yes, I thought that. And it took, quite a lot of emotional, a strain on me and my family. But I couldn't understand why, seeing the aged care sector seems to be under so much pressure.
What were the sort of things they were saying to you to get her into a facility?
Well, they said that she'd undergone a cognitive test and that it indicated that she had advanced dementia. And
was that correct?
She certainly did undergo the test, but she, at the time, she had an untreated urinary tract infection.
Yeah.
And she was also still on a lot of drugs from the operation. The leg had to be fixed internally with some, metal parts and bits. And she was under quite a lot of medication at the time, and she had this quite severe urinary tract infection.
So what was your major concern about the way you were treated?
The way that my mother was treated, in that she understood that they were trying to put her in a nursing home, and she felt powerless to defend herself. Because of her injury and the medication that she was under.
And who's they? Who was telling her this? Without identifying them, just tell me who was pressuring her.
This was a rehabilitation unit in the hospital. And Mum is fully insured, so she had plenty of cover for the rehab unit. And it always scares me to think that some people, that don't have any medical insurance, how they would, be treated. But she and the care people around in this meeting were physiotherapist, occupational therapist, a pastoral care person.
Maybe they were acting in her best interests, Vel. Maybe they thought that she her health had deteriorated to such a point that she would be better off being cared for in a facility.
Well, perhaps they did, but they certainly didn't take any notice of me. And I've been assisting Mum for quite a few years now.
Yeah.
And as it turned out, they did put her for 10 days into an aged care centre, and which has pretty much emotionally scarred her even now.
Why is that?
Well, I suppose because she was shocked at the people that were there. They had quite a lot of difficulty looking after themselves, and she doesn't, you know, didn't consider that she was, you know, that was this where she, you know, should be.
Did you get her out, Val?
I did. So that's the happy ending to the story, Nicole. She came home and finished her rehabilitation and is back home. And last week she come back from a holiday to Fiji. And so she's perfectly independent, a sound mind, and got approval from her doctor to travel overseas, which she's done before, but quite a while ago. But, you know, like, was just shocking. Oh, I just thought, well, you know, like, if a person's sick, it's not the time to get them assessed. And the other thing was, they said, if I didn't do it, then it would be at least 12 months, if not 18 months. If I couldn't look after her, which they thought I couldn't, then it would be 18 months before she could be assessed. So, you know, I thought it was a bit blackmail.
Yeah.
And so anyway, we went ahead with the assessment, but I'll put it in a drawer here and feel like burning it, basically.
Val, you did a great job looking after your mum.
Oh, she's doing a good job looking after herself. Yeah. I do feel for the people that maybe don't have that representation.
Yeah.
And that maybe, you know, that's not the happy outcome for some people. And, you know, I would recommend them that they, you know, find an advocate from somewhere and have an independent opinion, I think.
I think that's good advice. Wonderful to talk to you. Thank you, Val.